It was the literary sensation of the season, but now it's turned out to be little more than a hoax. The novel Bílý kůň, žlutý drak, White Horse, Yellow Dragon, apparently written by a young Vietnamese girl living in the Czech Republic, won a prestigious literary prize for first-time authors and was hailed by critics as the first testimony of her generation. But in fact, the country's first Vietnamese novel was actually written by a middle-aged Czech man. Ruth Frankova has more.
The author of the award-winning novel White Horse, Yellow Dragon, 19-year-old Lan Pam Ty, received high praise this year, but it turns out the author never existed. Indeed, no one ever met her face-to-face, as she sent her text to the publisher via email and never came to pick up her prize. At the time, it was thought she was studying abroad. Journalist Zdenko Pavelka was the first to question her authorship. What made him really intrigued, he says, was the language of the novel.
The style and the language of the book don't correspond with the language of today's teenagers. It reminded me of unsuccessful books written by middle-aged authors who try to describe a place they haven't been to and a relationship they might have had in the distant past. There are unlikely scenes and language clichés which I think a 19-year-old girl who didn't grow up in a Czech-speaking family would ever use, since she wouldn't know them.
The real author, Jan Cempírek from České Budějovice, has not explained the motive of his actions so far, but claims the book wouldn't have won if it wasn't for the Vietnamese origin of the writer. Zdenko Pavelka again.
The problem of the jury was that they confused the character in the book with the author herself. That was a trap, since they stopped assessing whether the book was good or bad. Instead, they evaluated the effort of the author and the fact that it was written by a Vietnamese. This is a general problem of Czech literary criticism, which tends to replace the authors and literary characters.
However, the publishers were not the only ones to make a fool of themselves. Cempírek has tricked even the members of the Vietnamese community, such as reader Lan An Mishkova.
I didn't expect it at all, because these things doesn't happen like every day, so you didn't think of that. I thought it's just a girl who was born in Czech Republic. Her first language is Czech, so why not writing novel in Czech?
And the way she described Vietnamese community, that seemed realistic to you?
Not very, but she is in more in Czech community. I thought, like, you know, her seeing is a little different. So really, I didn't think of that at all. No, when I'm thinking back, of course I would think that why nobody from our community know her. But it's just like thinking back when you know the truth.
The organizers of the competition are not going to revoke the prize, but they are definitely going to be more careful next year and will no longer hand out the award before meeting the author face to face.
Incredible story. Ruth Frankova with that report.